This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This, of course, is the day you're supposed to make your pick, and you're supposed to make it known to everybody. I don't just mean me. I mean you. I mean everyone who follows this franchise. Good morning to you. Good Thursday morning. Happy NFL Draft Day. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into hockey and or baseball. I also offer daily shots of Penguins and Pirates in the same place that you found this. The draft begins at 8 p.m., not long after Roger Goodell will begin hugging people. Not long after that, the Steelers will pick, presumably, at number 20 overall. And from there, you are on your own. I got almost, not quite, but almost nothing for you by way of a prediction. I have heard that they're focused on an offensive tackle. I have heard that their preference is for this tackle to be flexible enough that maybe he could even play some center. I have heard that they're open to either offensive tackle or center up there, and they wouldn't turn their nose away from one of the better wide receivers who'd fall. But what I've not heard, and to my knowledge, I don't think anybody else has either, is a name. Even within the positional debates, you won't find anybody anywhere reporting outright a name. Oh, they'll string two or even three or four together, but you won't see anywhere that just says one. And that's different than when it was Najee Harris. That's different when we knew it was going to be a quarterback, or at least we're fairly confident that it was going to be a quarterback, and we saw Kenny Pickett start to fall. And even with Broderick Jones last year, you know, the part that you can never predict is trades up or down, and they ended up going up to get Jones, but you had some idea that's what they were going to do. They had to start addressing the tackle positions emphatically. And in the first of what's now 2 years of tackle-rich first rounds, they did so in a big way. But this one, you know what's funny? This one might end up taking a backseat. I'm not real big on hypothetical trades, but when you look at the Steelers roster as it's currently constituted, when you look at their draft plans, at least what we think their draft plans are, and when you look at the scenario in which the opening huddle of the season would have George Pickens and a bunch of children joining Russell Wilson out there, it just doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. No matter who you'd end up getting in this draft, it would still be weird. You would still need somebody else or multiple somebody else's who'd be able to go out there and give you real live number two level possession type wide receiver play. That, my friends, isn't coming in the draft. It isn't coming in free agency either. It's going to have to come through a trade. Now, yes, we've already been over Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers have gone public, which is a little bit unusual, in stating emphatically that Ayuk's not going anywhere. And now, as of the past 24 hours, there are legitimate reports, meaning by real reporters, professional reporters, accredited reporters, that Courtland Sutton of the Broncos, obviously a teammate of Wilson's last season in Denver, is available via trade. And it wouldn't take very far from there to speculate that the Steelers would be one of the potential suitors. And then on top of that, Omar Khan comes up with a restructuring of Alex Highsmith's contract that saves the Steelers $7 million in cap space on draft eve. The other day, when I was in the room with Omar, it was super easy to see, especially when he wasn't speaking, that my God, he'd rather have been anywhere. He'd rather have been in his dentist's chair, turned upside down, with a dentist storming in there with pliers in both hands. Why? Well, for the same reason that when Omar was asked about Najee Harris's fifth-year option and Justin Fields' fifth-year option, he said, we're too busy right now, it's the draft, we won't be able to get to that till next week. But he found time in his Wednesday on draft eve to arrange a $7 million restructuring. Those aren't that simple, even if there was work done in advance. This took time. This was done for a reason at this time. Now, it could be that he wants to enter the draft knowing that he can make a trade if one presents itself while also operating with the necessary financial flexibility. That's more than plausible. It's not sexy, but it's plausible. What's sexy is the wide receiver. Go get him. It's not coming from any other form. It just isn't. Go get him. Make this whole 3 days like just this bonanza of building up the Steelers back into a real contender. When we come back, J1Q. This segment of Daily Shot is brought to you by our good friends at Mike's Beer Bar. They're located on Federal Street, directly across from PNC Park. Mike has more than 500 beers on tap, including from more than 50 local breweries. Stop in and say hello. Tell Mike we sent you. Mike's Beer Bar. Today's J1Q comes from Michael, who says, DK, between Nate Herbig and Dan Moore, who should the Steelers feel better about starting next season if they don't grab someone at those positions in the draft? Should they feel comfortable playing both? And if so, for how long? See, this is the same thing, Mike, as I was just talking about. You can't picture this football team taking to the huddle, opening series, with both of these guys on your offensive line. Dan Moore, look, that's at least a possibility because you've seen it happen now for a couple of years. He's been out there at left tackle. Is it realistic after hearing Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin both say that they expect Broderick Jones to be at the left side sooner rather than later? No, of course it isn't. And where Herbig is concerned, man, this is going to be one of those Exhibit A level examples of how these guys will say anything about the top of their depth chart when it suits them. Who's at the top of the center depth chart right now? Well, yeah, it's Herbig. Okay. And that means not just next to nothing. It means literally nothing. It might mean less than nothing because Herbig couldn't get a helmet to get onto that field at all in any capacity last season. And that's a tough, tough stigma to just magically overcome when it comes to projections. You don't say, wow, we really liked what we saw of Nate last year. You didn't see anything of Nate last year. You saw practice. You saw some preseason. But you didn't see anything that said to you, this guy could potentially help us win a football game on this Sunday. And that's all that really matters when it comes to assessing how a team feels about somebody or not, how they actually use him. You hear me say it all the time. Don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. So no, they're going to have to address, I believe this, both center and offensive tackle. And I think both of those are going to happen in the draft. And one of the two will happen tonight in the first round. I believe that. Not making a prediction. It's just what I happen to believe. I also believe that they have a better chance of addressing those in the draft than they do in any other form. If they do it through free agency, that's dried up. If they do it through a trade, there's only so much trade capital you can be giving up. And it sure sounds like a wide receiver is going to be the one at the other end of that. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. And you'd better believe we'll have another one of these tomorrow.